It may not be coincidence that the biggest deal in pop culture right now isn't wizards or vampires. It's about a brutal contest in which young people, ordinary humans, kill each other for entertainment. The Hunger Games movie is out this weekend. It's based on Suzanne Collins' novels about a teenage girl living in a totalitarian future America called Pan Am.
And so it was decreed that each year, the 12 districts of Pan Am shall offer up in tribute one young man and woman between the ages of 12 and 18 to be trained in the art of survival and to be prepared to fight to the death.
Children fighting to the death on national TV. It's Lord of the Flies meets Survivor. So the official movie is just out, but YouTube has been full of Hunger Games, homemade fan versions for years. Studio 360's Michelle Siegel talked to some of those young filmmakers.
2 years ago, when Hannah Snyder was in eighth grade, she and her friend Claire became so obsessed with the Hunger Games, they thought,
we should make this into a movie. It'd be so cool. So we wrote a script for the entire book. And we looked at it and we were like, oh, wait a minute. This is not practical.
They dropped the idea. But when Hannah got to high school, she took a filmmaking class.
That's when I realized, like, I really loved film. And I went back to Claire and I said, Claire, like, we should actually, like, try and make the Hunger Games.
Hannah managed to get a TV station in Pittsburgh to lend her a camera. Then she and Claire went scouting for the best filming location.
We drove around South Park, which is this humongous park full of fields, and we sat there, we made a list of the fields we liked the most, and we would go there and we'd be like, no, the grass is too cut here, and we would like trying to figure out what looked the most like the Hunger Games. So we decided to do one scene from the book, and that was the feast scene.
In that scene, a competitor from District 2 chases Katniss, the heroine, tackles her, then holds a knife to her face.
Forget it, District 12. We're gonna kill you, just like we killed your pathetic little ally. What was her name?
The one who hopped around in the trees. Rue. Well, first Rue, then you, and then I think we'll let nature take care of lover boy. How's that sound?
Do you think Suzanne Collins has seen your video on YouTube?
I've thought about that, and it kind of, like, shakes me up inside to think that she has.
Suzanne Collins certainly hasn't watched all of the videos on YouTube, because right now there are hundreds of faithful Hunger Games scenes posted there.
Forget it, District 12. We're gonna kill you.
We're gonna kill you, just like we did your pathetic little ally. What was her name? The one that hopped around in the trees.
The one who jumped around from tree to tree. Rue? First Rue, then you.
But the video by Hannah and her team, they call themselves Books to Film, has 1.1 million hits and counting.
And like a million people is a lot of people, you know, and it's hard to imagine who has seen it.
A college student named Kim Shelby took a totally different approach with her video. It's beautifully filmed and has almost no dialogue. In 2 minutes, she unpacks the book's violence, tension, even romance, in a way I haven't seen in any other video, including the official trailer from Lionsgate.
Suzanne Collins made it violent. Kids killing kids. She went all the way with it, and that made it so much more dangerous and so much more real.
No, Katniss! Katniss! No!
Kim was in her senior year studying graphic design at Southern Utah University. A movie poster would have been enough to meet her degree requirement, but Kim spent 8 months producing an actual trailer for a movie that didn't exist. The mountain desert landscape of southern Utah is dazzling. There's this gorgeous glow with the yellow wildflowers, and golden light bounces off the actors' faces.
With a zero budget, I knew that we couldn't go far. I didn't want to ask kids to drive an hour and a half, and so every single location was 5 minutes from campus.
The real dramatic set piece of the video is a choreographed fight scene with 24 kids.
That is the very beginning of the games, and that's the bloodbath, where the bell rings and everybody runs. There was tons of fake blood. There was real fighting going on. All of the weapons were brought by the boys who had them under their beds for whatever reason that they have weapons. Everyone was just so into it. How often do you get to kill people on a Saturday afternoon?
To find just the right actor to play PETA, Katniss's love interest, Kim went to her classmates.
And so I walked in and I just stood there and said, I need a really good-looking blonde guy. And I knew how shallow that sounded, but all of the girls in the class immediately got on Facebook. And within 2 days, I had a phone number for Jeff, this super handsome guy, and it was probably the most nerve-wracking phone call I ever made for the project.
He really is quite attractive.
For being a 21-year-old with $300, $200 of the dollars paid for food, and then $20 for Katniss's boots, and then you do the math for the rest of what was left. And for what it came out to be, I'm so proud of what it was.
You can see that it really sparked their own creativity, that these teens making these videos, it isn't just about honoring the books, but it also is an expression of their own creativity.
David Levithan is the editorial director of Scholastic, which publishes Suzanne Collins' Hunger Games trilogy.
That's pretty much one of the highest compliments an author can get, is to know that their book has inspired somebody else to go out and create something. It's the same way, I'm sure, for a singer seeing 10,000 people cover their song on YouTube. I mean, it's fun to see that people are so in love with it. And I think I would say that it's also cool that it has happened before the movie came out, because once the movie comes out, there is going to be sort of an official screen version of what this world looks like and what this story looks like.
And what's kind of great and amazing is that a lot of talented young filmmakers got to get their visions out in the world first. For Studio 360, I'm Michelle Siegel.
You can see some of those fan versions of The Hunger Games at studio360.org. The Hollywood film, as you undoubtedly know, is out this weekend.